It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
Layla is on the phone today, and Layla thinks that her boyfriend of 3 years, named Ian, might be cheating on her with... I'll let her say it.
So, I've been with my boyfriend, Ian, for a little over 3 years. We've been living together for a year and a half, so, you know, through this whole past year and everything, I thought everything was great.
How has it been living with him now?
I mean, he works nights, so that's been frustrating because sometimes our schedules will, you know, clash a little bit. But, I mean, for the most part, we've been able to work through it, and I thought we were really happy. I don't know, but a couple of weeks ago, this new girl moved in next door.
Sounds like you want to call her something else that pauses for
her. I want to call her so many things.
Oh, God. Do you guys live in an apartment or a house?
An apartment.
Okay.
Two doors down from us. So, I mean, like right there. You know, we were sitting on our balcony and kind of just like watching her bring stuff in. And I'm always up for meeting new friends. And so, you know, kind of checking out to see if we've got any similar interests. But I think that her interests were more on him. She couldn't keep her eyes off of him while she was moving. I mean, it was at a point where, like, at one point she, like, literally walked into a wall and, like, broke a piece of furniture. Like, she wouldn't keep her eyes off of him.
Oh.
Which is uncomfortable.
Yeah. Especially when he's sitting with you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And he was very rigid. I don't know how else to describe it. I mean, he was a little bit off, but didn't say anything. And
did he, like, notice how much she was looking at him?
Oh, yeah, for okay. sure. We both did. And I left it alone for a little bit, brought it up. You know, he acted, you know, like nothing was going on.
Weird.
So every time I saw her, she would be, like, peering, you know, close to where we live or, like, trying to look in the balcony.
Do you think that they knew each other?
I'm starting to think so, yeah. So I walked up to her, introduced myself, started asking questions, and I told her sort of subtly, but not so subtly, that I am, you know, in a relationship with my boyfriend. We live together. We've been together for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So she just had this weird look on her face, and she was like, yeah, I know him. I know him pretty well. And then, like, she wouldn't elaborate.
Okay.
So I asked Ian, my boyfriend, about it. He got instantly angry and was asking why I went and talked with her.
To get angry and defensive usually is a diversion tactic so that you'll focus on the anger and not the fact that, like, something probably is gone on or is going on.
Yeah, for sure. So that's super, super sketchy. And I feel like I can't talk to him about it. First of all, he won't open up. And second of all, if he even acknowledges it, he just gets mad. So,
well, okay, so have you thought about a way that we could call him that isn't going to seem obvious?
Well, he loves skydiving. He's been a couple of times. And I think it would probably get him pretty good if he maybe got a call about a skydiving trip coming up. Maybe he could, like, bring a partner and it's like a new location or something.
I mean, I think the skydiving thing can work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So does he have, like, how many times has he gone?
Oh, he's gone, gosh, probably 5 or 6 times.
Oh, okay.
So enough to love it and enough to jump on it if he were offered something.
Okay. Gotcha.
He does have a jump coming up, so maybe that'll make it a little bit more.
This is perfect for me because I know a thing or two about skydiving.
Oh, yeah, you've been skydiving, Jubal.
It was terrible.
Oh, yeah. yeah, that's crazy.
But I could say that I actually know nothing about skydiving, but I could say that he could bring someone with him.
Yeah.
To skydive and see if he gives us your name or somebody else's.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, that would work. Because I have been with him twice. So okay. He knows that I'll do it, and he knows that I like it. So
oh, all right.
I would hope that he would say my name.
Okay. Yeah, that's really good.
That is good. All right, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if we can figure out if he's cheating or not with your War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater next. It's the Jubal Show. Joining us for today's War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater, Layla is on the phone, and she thinks that her boyfriend of 3 years named Ian might be seeing someone else, or something's definitely going on. They've been together 3 years. They lived together about a year and a half, and a few weeks ago, this woman moved into their apartment complex, and she wouldn't stop staring at Layla's man.
Mm-hmm.
So Layla had a switchblade and stabbed her.
No.
It was weird. That didn't happen. But in my head, that happened. But Layla noticed that she was staring at him. And then after that, Layla saw this woman in the parking lot of their building and said, introduced herself, trying to be nice, mm-hmm. also trying to figure out what was going on, also trying to be like, hey, that's my man. Don't look at him like that. And when she was introducing herself, the other woman said that she actually knew Layla's boyfriend, Ian, but didn't say much other than that. And yeah. every single time Layla has brought it up to her boyfriend, he just gets angry, which usually means guilt. So we're going to try to get him on the phone and see if he's cheating or not. And he goes skydiving a lot. So we're going to call him from the skydiving place and offer him a
fly one, get one,
a free skydiving package that he can bring somebody. And we'll see if he gives us Layla's name or somebody else's. All right, Layla, are you ready?
No, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, is this Ian?
Yeah, this is Ian.
Hey, what's up, dude? This is Chad from skydiving.
Yeah, okay, yeah. How's it going?
I'm actually calling you with something kind of exciting. And figured you might want to hear about it. We're doing a thing for some of our customers, and you're one of our most valued customers, so that's why I'm calling you.
Okay, thanks. What is it? How can I help?
We wanted to call some of our good customers today to say thank you and offer them actually one free jump for them and for a guest.
Wow, that's super cool.
Yeah.
Wow, thanks. That's not common. I appreciate that. Really. I'm one of your best customers, I guess.
Yeah, no, you are. We're only doing this for a handful of people. So thank you. And there's really nothing at all that you have to do. Like, you know, it doesn't cost you any money. We just ask that the person that you bring, you ask them to maybe tell a friend about the business. But that's it. Like, no, it doesn't cost you anything. So
I can bring anybody?
Yeah, we want to send out like a special RSVP thing to whoever you want to bring because, you know, skydiving is a big deal for a lot of new people, like noobs. So it's like a personal invite from you to go skydiving.
Oh, that would be amazing. What a great afternoon.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Can I give you the name or how does this work? Because this would be so much fun with the adrenaline pumping. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know exactly who I would take.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I would just need to get the name and the address and stuff. So if you want to give me the name first and last.
Susie.
Susie. That's not how you pronounce Layla, Ian.
Ooh. Wait. What the hell is going on?
Ian, this is actually the Jubal Show. My name is Jubal Fresh.
And mine's Alex Fresh.
And Layla is your girlfriend. I don't know her last name, actually, but she's on the phone. And now,
yeah, I know Layla, I know my girlfriend. What is going on?
Well, your girlfriend thought you might be cheating on her, so she asked us to see if we could catch you, and it sounds like you are.
Mm-hmm. So is Susie your ex-girlfriend too, or is it just like a new fling?
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. Susie, mm-hmm. I've known Susie for years. I mean, it's Susie and I go way back.
So you guys go way back. Is it an ex?
I mean, kinda.
Why? What? You're cheating on your girlfriend.
She's just my. We've been.
You
friends
are
forever.
Literally cheating on your girlfriend.
Yes.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Layla,
are you kidding me? I f-ing knew it, Ian. I knew it this whole time. She couldn't stop staring at you. She said she knew you. You got mad at me. Are you f-ing kidding me? Ian, we just signed a new lease on our apartment. We've been I don't even know what to say right now. I should have listened to my gut. This is disgusting. You're disgusting, and I can't even believe you.
my God, Layla, calm down. This is ridiculous. Like,
calm down?
Wow.
Dude, calm down.
Layla, what are you going to do? Are you going to stay? Are you going to break the lease?
No, he can keep the lease.
How about you have Susie move in with you?
Yeah.
She knows how she just did it. She's probably really good at it.
Or you move in with her. You're already neighbors.
Oh, there you go. There you go. No, but then we would not want Layla
living
right next to them too.
I'm not living there anymore. No, I'm done. I'll be gone by tomorrow.
Fine. Go. Just go. You know what? Susie does things for me you can never do.
Oh.
All right. Look, I'm just tired of this. We're at this point.
You don't have to say things like that though. Like you're already cheating on her and she's already going through a really hard time, and then to say like stuff like that.
That's disgusting. You're disgusting. I can't even believe I let myself fall for you. Have fun with Susie. Thank you.
He just hung up, Layla.
Of course he did.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah. That's what he does. He walked away. He doesn't own up to anything.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
For some reason, I'm actually shocked that it's her, Susie.
Yeah.
Her. That's actually the one. Like, it's not surprising that he's cheating because, like, a lot of people cheat, but, like, her, that's weird. And then it was like an ex probably.
Yeah. And I wonder if, I mean, I'm sure you've got way more questions than we have, Layla, but like, I wonder if it happened because she moved in or they already knew it ahead of time.
Oh,
either way.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, like she moved in, she saw him.
And the smirk on her face and the way that she acted, like, I mean, I'm sure it was going on this whole fucking time.
Yeah. I would get out of there as soon as possible.
Oh my gosh. Thank you guys. I guess.
It hurts right now, but trust me, it will be better and you will find someone who won't do that. And hopefully you have a place to go because, I think if she's living there and then also he's there, I think you probably, that sucks. You probably got to bounce.
Yeah.
No, I have somewhere to go. I'll be fine. I have my parents, I guess, in town.
All right. Well, thank you. Good luck.
Try to have a good day.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
The Jubal Show's War of the Roses.